Chaver, it's an incredible schus to be back together. Some of us had the schus to be together throughout the summer, to learn together at various times, mainly in Camp Ask. But to be back here on Thursday night, you know, I've mentioned this before when I was discussing a few years ago taking the job in Camp Dina as the rabbi of Camp Dina. So although it made so much sense on so many levels, one of the hardest parts of taking that job was knowing for an entire summer, wouldn't be able to have Thursday night shiur. You know, for me, on a personal level, it's very, very special. No more special way to achana for Shabbos Kodesh, and to be together with Talmidim, who are machshiv Torah in such a special way, that are mosim nefesh for Torah, that want to learn Torah very late at night, after hopefully learning many hours of Torah that day. And to have the ksharim that have been built these Thursday nights, for me on a personal level, is something very, very, very special. It was hard to give up for the summer. But we're back together, at least for this week. Hopefully we'll be zeichet Mashiach, we'll all be together, but this will be the last year. For a few weeks, I'm, as Hashem, even if we're not zeichet Mashiach, going to Eretz Yisrael Sunday with Mishpacha. So, hopefully we'll be there together next Thursday night in Yerushalayim Eir Kodesh. If not, this will be the last year here until the first Thursday night in El, Mir Tashem. All right, let's learn. Preparing for Shabbos Nachamu, and the obvious question that we're all grappling with and all trying to understand is, where does the Nechama come from? Where does the Nechama come from? And it was only this past Sunday morning, this past Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, each and every one of us was sitting on the floor, trying to cry, talking about Churban Beis HaMikdash. And now we're sitting here, we're sitting on chairs, and many of us have gotten haircuts this week, and all the hanhogos and halachos of the 3 weeks, of the 9 days, of Tisha B'Av, no longer with us. But where's the Nechama? Has anything really changed? Do we have a Beis HaMikdash? Did we hear a shofar blow? Is there not still a mosque on top of Har Habayis? So first and foremost, we each have to remember, Nechama is not Geula. Nechama is not Geula. We're still very much so yearning for Geula. We're very much so yearning for Geula and yearning for Mashiach. But in the meantime, we can't have Nechama. Lo aleinu, God forbid, somebody loses a loved one. And sits shiva and mourns. And we go and we pay a shiva call and we say, Amakum inachem eschem, and you should have a nechama. And we're not, what we mean to be saying, Vatu, we're all davening for tches amesim, and to be reunited with the loved one, but we're hoping and davening, if we're not zoichet that immediately, there will be a nechama before that. Meaning, before the Yeshua, before the Geula, there can already be a nechama, there can already be some level of comfort, to be consoled on some level. As we wait, as we go through and wait through the long gullus that we're in, never stopping to yearn for Mashiach, never stopping to yearn for Geula, but also simultaneously to be able to have Nechama. But still, where does that Nechama come from? There's no question we always say here from the Heilig Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zeches Adikash Baracha, they have to live with the Parsha. And there's no question that the parsha gives us the nechama and gives us the chizuk that we need to know. What is that? You open up the week's parsha. There's so much in this parsha really to point to. But you have that the pasuk says in Perek Dalet, pasuk Dalet. You all know this. Va'atem hadveikim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem ayon. That the avodah of a yid is to have dveikus with Hashem. To cling to Hashem, to be one with Hashem. And if we are one with Hashem, chayim kulchem ayon. You'll have chayim. You have a chiyas. You might need to bring more in front, in the background. Bring to this room in the front. Chayim kochem ayom. That's our avoda. You open up the very first Ramah, the very, very first Ramah in all Shulchan Aruch. And what are the first words of the Ramah? Shavisi Hashem l'negdi samd. The very first words is that we Hashem has to be opposite as always. And if I'm living with Hashem, I'm living with Hashem, and I have that dveikus v'atem advingim by. I have this dveikus v'atem advingim by Hashem elokeichem chayim kolchem ayoyim. I have a nechama. The story, I've said this over at this table many times. I said it over recently in Camp Dina. Maybe some heard on the recording. But I know that there are certain stories I heard many, many times in my life. Each time it would give me the biggest chizuk in the world because I heard it from my Rebbe, Rav Nosson Tzvi, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Bracha. And there were specific, you know, there's stories, a lot of stories you could say over and to bring chizuk, but stories from that I heard from my Rebbe, each time I say it, I give myself chizuk. So those who know it, and it's chazara, you could just listen in, but my Rebbe told me once that an almana came to him, a widow came to him, mamish crying, tears streaming down her cheeks. After being married for over 50 years, she lost her husband. Now none of us in this room, because none of us, most of you are not even half of 50. None of you, right? Most of you are not even half of 50, so none of you could understand. You're not even half of 50, because you don't know what it is to have a relationship with someone for 50 years. Baruch Hashem, I'm in the same category. I mean, I'm half of 50. Bez Hashem, turning 40 this year. We're going to make something big, Meretz Hashem. But 50 years married and lost her husband. And she came crying to the Rosh Hashiva how lonely she was. She mamish felt so alone. And he, of course, gave her words of encouragement, words of chizuk. But then he gave her an assignment. And he gave her an assignment and he said, I want you to go when you leave here, buy a little homework pad, like a little notebook and a pen, and have it with you always. And whenever you feel the Rabbi Nishon by your side, whenever you feel the Rabbi Nishon with you, you have a little story happens and it's a little kiss from above. Write it down. In this little notebook. You compile a list of these stories, of these occurrences. And when you feel a little bit lonely, open up this notebook and start reading it back to yourself. And you'll see you're never alone. The Rabbi Nishon is always by your side. And what was the Rabbi Nishon? What was the Rabbi Nosson Tzvi, the Rashiva, saying to this woman? That's your nechama. He wasn't going to bring Gaul on Yeshua. That's for the Eibishter. It wasn't that the husband's going to come back. But the nechama is the Rabbi Nishon by your side. And therefore you're not alone. And that's our nechama. Our nechama is v'atem advikim Hashem alkechem chayim kuchama yom. We're living with the Rabbi Nishom. We know He's with us. We know He's taking care of us. And therefore, through all the tragedies and all the tsaras, and of course we cried and we wailed and we mourned. But at the same time, now we could have to say Baruch Da'in Emes. Hashem's watching over. And I have that. With that dveikis, I'm okay. But the parasha takes it one step further than just dveikis. How do you have that dveikis? And I believe there's other very famous pasuk in our parasha, in Vizchanan, tells us the mindset to have that tveikus, the mindset to gain that nechama, that constant just being okay whatever comes your way. And that's another pasuk we all know. Another pasuk we all know, when we sing these words, we feel the words. Ator es aladas ki Hashem hu Elokim einoid milvado. This week's parasha. You hear those words, your mom is ready to tant simchas Torah, right? We're ready, standing here with the aron open. We're ready to tant. Maybe some of us are ready to get there, ready past through all velo, right? Like the yid, we know the yid that drank his way through Lal Yom Kippur. Right, we know the story. I'm not going to go now. No, that misses the story. What's meaning what? Atorei soldas ki Hashem hu Elokim ein oid milvado. That each and every one of us has to know and really believe with emuna shlema, with complete emuna bitachon, ein oid milvado. Ein oid milvado. There's nothing else but Ribbono Shel Olam. And if you really believe and really know Eino Mavado, we could have the biggest dveikus and mamish have nechama, whatever's going on in our life. That's the nechama. That's the nechama of Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. You want to know where the nechama from? Ami, you're my nation. You're my nation. It's possessive. You're mine, we're connected. There's a dveikus, there's a, and how do we gain that? When we realize, Einol Mevadal is nothing but the Rebbeinu Shalom. There's nothing that exists but Rebbeinu Shalom. You look around this table, Zev Daniel made a delicious kugel, I don't know if there's anything left over there, but made a delicious kugel, and my daughter Neshama made delicious brownies, and we have tons of different mashke on the table, and all this, everything you have here we could enjoy, it's all Rebbeinu Shalom. It's all Rebbeinu Shalom, Einol Mevadal. It's all Rebbeinu Shalom. It's Rebbeinu Shalom that wants us to have, be nourished and enjoy. It's nothing but, and that's why we make brachos before we have everything. Because we realize it's all Rebbeinu Shalom. And the more we realize everything's Rebbeinu Shalom in our life, then we have a nechama. Because then already nothing bad could be in my life. It's all Einol Mevado. Everything's Einol Mevado. You know, I had the schus to be in the Pocono Mountains over the summer. And a lot in the room, looking around, and a lot of the chevra had the schus to be in the mountains, and different, the Catskills, and Chveis, which whatever Masor is forever away, I don't know, in the cold over there. But you with Rav Goldbach, it's good. Anyways, Lamaisa, you know, I have this chus over the summer to have, like, the most special makom in the world. It's like Gan Eden. Can't believe it's over. I was crying. When I took apart my makom, because it's, I mamash was crying that the summer's over, that I'm leaving this makom. What I have, a makom, I have this near my bungalow, like, basically it's like a 10-second hike, but you have to, like, hike up over, like, a little brook, over, like, a little zach with water, whatever. And up this little hill, and then there's, like, this hill overlooking the lake. I mean, it's not a high hill. I'm talking, like, 6 feet up, whatever it is, I don't know, 10 feet up. It's overlooking the lake, and it's surrounded by trees. It's mamish, I'm in the shade, complete shade, overlooking this lake, tranquil as could be. I'm on the other side, the whole campus is on the other side of the lake, so no one's over there. And at the beginning of last summer, I went to Walmart, I bought myself this table, and I have a couple chairs over there, because I have one regular chair when I want to learn, like, by the table, and then I have a more comfortable chair when I want to learn, you know, mix it up a little more chilled, maybe in the oven. But anyways, I have two chairs. No, no maces, you know, sometimes my wife will join a needlepoint next to me as I learn, you know. But anyways, so yeah, I gotta have two chairs. Lamaisa, it's Gan Eden. It's Gan Eden. Sit there all day, it's Gan Eden. So, yeah, it was hard when I was folding up the table and the chairs, all summer, they just sit there. Through the rain, by the time I get there, they dry, you know, very, very quick. And for 7 weeks straight, everything just stays there. But I'll tell you, the first week this year, I was sitting there, and I was mamish, it was amazing, I was in Shemayim. And I started looking around. I'm looking at the trees and the lake, and there are birds flying everywhere. Sometimes I have frogs hopping next to me, I have rabbits, like mamish, jumping by. You know, man, mamish, it's like... And I'm looking around, and I'm like, you know, the Yidden, minog of us Yidden, I know it's not everyone, but big minog is to go to the country for the summer. I mean, the Poconos, most are in the Catskills, but you go to the country, you leave the city and go to the country. Now, you could argue it's because, you know, a lot of the Yidden who live in Mekoyos, like in Brooklyn and in Queens, and the air is terrible and there's no place for the kids to play. And okay, that's Pashup Shat. But we like to look for Panimis to tell you a little bit more, right? And if there's Minag Yisrael, there has to be Kedusha and Ruchnias in it. You know what it is? Mamash, when we're in the city, and the city I include us here in the Five Towns as well, you look around and everything you see is Yesh Mi Yesh. Everything we see is Yesh Mi Yesh. It's man-built. It's built by man. Now obviously we know it's all from the Eibishter, but you have houses, you have cars, and you have buildings, and you have light posts, and you have... Ichvesnish is all Yesh Mi Yesh. It's a lot of Gashmi that's built by man. When you're up in the country and you're sitting there and you look around and what do you see? You see the teva of the Rebbeinu Shalom and you see trees and you see lakes and you see grass and you see animals and you see deer running by and you see... And it's all just what? Yesh Me'ayin. It's all just Niflois HaBoyrei. How could you not connect more and see the more Ein Ol Mavado in the world? It's so much easier to see Eibishter. It's so much easier to have that Amuna, that Bitachon, that oneness with the bones from the world that we sometimes forget in this world that we live in that is concealing the Rabbeinu Shalom. Olam is Milashon Ha'olam. It's hidden. The Rebbeinu Shalom is hidden in everything. You go up to spend the summer in the Poconos, in the Catskills, it's no longer hidden. You can't deny. It's like Avram Avinu looking around. It was awesome. Ein Ol Mavado. Ein Ol Mavado. So that's what we need to gain. That's what we need to have. But let's understand and learn some deep Torah tonight. It's the first time in a while that we're here. We'll learn some deep Torah. We're going to work on this and trying to get to a point tonight of Ein Ol Mavado and to feel this and live with this, and then we always have Nechama. So there's a Gemara that talks about this pasuk Ein Ol Mavado. This is nothing else but Hashem, and it's a strange Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Zayin Mabez. First big line, Ein Ol Mavado. Listen to this Gemara. Omer Reb Chanina. Zok Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina says, what's Ein Ol Mavado? Ein Ol Mavado is nothing but the Rebbeinu Shalom. Afilu l'dvar kshofim. Even by kishuf. Even sorcery is from the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what Ein Ol Mavado tells me. What, really? That's what I need this for? So bear with us. And then we'll read a few more lines. Hayisra davi kamahadra l'mishkol afram etute kari Reb Chanina. There was this woman who was obviously into black magic, and she was trying to get the dirt from underneath the feet of Reb Chanina to try to do magic with it, to try to do sorcery with it. Kishuf. Amr la, he said to her, Imistaya zilavide. However, Ein Ol Mavado ksiv. If it would help you, go try. Have your fun, basically. Take it, have your fun. But it's not going to work because Ein Ol Mavado. There's nothing but Hashem, meaning you have no power. Ini, is that true? Why are they called Machshafim? Why is it called Kishuf? Shemachishim Pamali Shamala. They're able to be Machish, to basically contradict and go above the Pamali Shamala. The entourage of heaven. That they could do things above heaven. That's what it seems to be from Rabbi Yochanan. So we say, no, Shani Rabbi Chanina did not fish tzchusay. Rabbi Chanina knew that they couldn't go above him. He had a lot of tzchusay. Crazy Gemara. What is going on in this Gemara in Sanhedrin? First of all, Rabbi Chanina is the one who gives koach to kishuf. Like why she's taking dust from underneath his feet. How was he sure he'd be matzliach? If it's true that they're machish pamal shemala, how was he so sure he'd be matzliach? What does it mean they're machish also? What does it mean even? That they go above pamal shemala? Is that possible? Ein Ol Mavado. What is kishuf? There used to be kishuf in the world. I'm not talking about this day and age when we have David Copperfield, the face in the store, or that what's up, the yid, the guy that does all the... what's his name? The yid, he does all the crazy tricks. He's a Jewish guy. David Blaine. Blaine? No, not the one that goes around and you play and does dinners. No? Okay, whatever. Anyways. So let's try to understand this, Chevra. We're going to talk. I hope Chevra, you know, again, it's our first time together for a while, so we're going to talk some deeper Torah tonight. Hopefully Chevra went to the mikveh today. But bear with me. We will... as we try to always do, even when we talk deeper to her, we'll bring it down to earth and help us understand something very special here tonight. The Halakas HaShalom of bells, the bells of Rebbe, said that the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see, there are a lot of shemos. We're familiar with certain shemos that we use, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Elokim, Shakai, Kel, but we know there's many Kabbalistic shemos that we're not so familiar with. A lot of names of Hashem. And there's a name of Hashem, Aleph Ayin Mem. The name of Hashem, Aleph Ayin Mem. And the name of Hashem, Aleph Ayin Mem, is the name that destroys Kishuf. Aleph Ayin Mem destroys Kishuf, is against Kishuf. Meaning whatever sorcery, black magic, Aleph Ayimem is against it. Why Aleph Ayimem? He says, because the Shoresh of Kishuv comes from Edom, Ammon, and Moab. Edom, Ammon, and Moab is Aleph Ayimem. They're the Koichos that have Kishuv and brought Kishuv into the world, which are above the Pamal Yishamal, some we'll have to understand. So Aleph Ayimem does away with that. And those are the Koichos, he says as well, of Af. Af is anger. Avon, sin, and Mashchus, which is destruction. Okay? So that's Aleph Ayimem. You should know, Mitzrayim was steeped in Kishuv. Right? I'm sure you've all heard this. We know the Machshefa of the Mitzrayim, the Machshefa of the Chartume Mitzrayim. So when we went down, Hashem, we were afraid to go to Mitzrayim because of all the Kishuv. Kadosh Baruch Hu says in Parshas Vayigash, Ered Imcha Mitzrayim. I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim. Ered Imcha Mitzrayim, Rashi Davis, Aleph Ayin Mem. As if they say, don't worry about the Kishuv because I'll take care of it, because that's the shame that takes care of Kishuv. Aleph Ayin Mem. But we say also in the Haggadah, Elu Eser Makos. Elu Eser Makos, Aleph Ayin Mem. Because the Makos destroyed Mitzrayim and the Kishuv of Mitzrayim. So the name Aleph Ayin Mem does away with all Kishuv. That's why it was as well. Read you a crazy medrash. You're going to think I'm reading you from the Zohar here, but it's a medrash. The medrash says in Parshas Bishalach, in Chaf Yates. So everybody in this room knows that when we were leaving Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu went to take what? Atmos Yosef. Take the bones of Yosef. Where were the bones of Yosef? Where were the bones of Yosef? No, where were they? Where were they? What did you all learn? In the river, the Nile River, right? We were all taught in kindergarten that Tzarech Bas Asher showed them to Moshe and said they're what? Because Tzarech Bas Asher was still alive, right? And they're in the Nile River. And we all know that he said something, it rose up, right? This is what we were all taught. That is one day in the Medrash. But does anyone know there's another day? It's my Beferish Medrash. Listen to the other day. Maybe there's a reason we're not taught this in kindergarten, but listen to the other day. Yesh omrim b'toch ha-paltrin ha-yakover k'derech sham-lachim k'vurim. I'm reading you from a medrash. Look. Medrash Rabba. Okay? That Yosef, you know where he was buried? In the palace. Like they used to do. The kings would be stay when they died. We're in the mummified and we're in the palace. V'asu Mitzrayim Klavim Shaha Zahav Bikshafim. Listen to this. I'm reading from the Medrash. The Egyptian made golden dogs from sorcery. Shem Yava Adam Lasham Yunaifchim the Koilan Holik Chol Eretz Mitzrayim Malach Arbaim Yom. That if anyone would try to come near the bones, they didn't want the bones of Yosef to ever leave. It was godly for them. Remember, Yosef was the one who saved the whole Mitzrayim. 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine, took care of everything. He was like a god to them. They didn't want him ever to leave. So they made these magic golden dogs that if anyone came close, they'd scream and bark so loud, you'd hear it the journey of 40 days. You'd hear them like 40 days worth walking away. This is what the Medrash says. Who came and quieted them? The Shitkan Moshe. Somehow Moshe quieted these golden dogs and was able to take Yosef's bones. As the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe es atmos Yosef. Moshe took the bones of Yosef. Rashi Tevos Moshe es atmos Aleph Ayimem. How did he get them quiet? Shem Hashem, Aleph Ayimem. That Shem Hashem does away with this Kishuv. That Shem Hashem, right? Moshe as Atmos or Rashi Tevos Aleph Ayimem. Again, this is what does away with all the Kishuv and did away with all the Kishuv of Mitzrayim. I know some of you are thinking where we're going with this, but now we're going to start building. You ready, Chevra? Kishuv has a real koach to it. I don't mean today's magic and the sleight of hand and optical illusions, but there once was real magic that had a real koach. Where did that come from? Obviously, Eino Mavado, as we already saw in the Gemara, came from the Ribbono Shalom, but it came from the biggest tomb of the Ribbono Shalom. The Baal Shem Tov explains, is brought down and told Yaakov Yosef, that the whole world, everything that was created with the Aleph Beis. Because we know the world was created by the Torah, and the Torah is the Aleph Beis. Now, what was the first letter created? Aleph. The last letter created was Tav. Therefore, listen closely, this is Pashit. The letter Aleph is more directly connected to the Eibishter. The letter Aleph has the most Kedusha in it then. And as we get farther away from Aleph, you're farther away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, farther away from that point of creation, till you eventually get to Tav, which is the farthest away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Tav would be the most Tumah, and Aleph would be the most Kedusha, the Baal Shem Tov explains. Tav b'miloy, every letter is not just its letter, but every letter has a miloy to it. Right, every letter has a depth to it. Aleph is Aleph, Lamed, Pei, and Beis is Beis, Yud, Tav, and Gimel is Gimel, Mem, Lamed. Tav b'mila is Tav Yud Vav. What's Gematria Tav Yud Vav? What's Tav Yud Vav, Chevra? 416. Exactly, Gematria Kishuf. Kishuf, this sorcery, this black magic, is what comes from, it comes from Eibishter, but it comes from the farthest point of Tumah, from the Tav, Tav Yud Vav. What did we say was the koyach keneged? Aleph, Ayin, Mem. What's Gematria Aleph, Ayin, Mem? What's Aleph, Ayin, Mem? 111. Aleph b'miloy, Aleph lamed pei, which is the most connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Aleph lamed pei is Gematria 111. Meaning what? The Aleph, which is most connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Aleph, Ayin, Mem, is what destroys all kishuf. And now let's understand why we're talking about this Gemara, which seems so far from our minds. And I know some of you put it together immediately, but Aleph Ayamem is Eino Mavado. I mean, what Aleph Ayamem really stands for, Aleph Ayamem, and that's the Kneged Kishuf, it's Eino Mavado. Now, what is really Kishuf? Kishuf is this Koach. That's so far that we said machish pamal yeshamala, but it's really machish pamal yeshamala. Could anything go against the Eibishter? Could anything, is there any koach in the world against the Eibishter? Of course not. The Shem Shmuel explains it's machish, it makes us think that there's something connected to Ribbono Shel Olam. It makes us think, but it comes from the koach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which we're going to explain a little bit more in a moment from the Heilige Nefesh Chaim, but what I want to explain and listen closely. What I want to explain and listen closely is ultimately there's no kishuf bizman hazeh. But kishuf is that which we think is above Eino Mavado. That we think is above Eino Mavado. It's really not. It really comes from the farthest place. It comes from that tough, as we just explained. But it's machish. It makes us think and tricks us into falsifying our mindset to think there's something outside of Hashem. And we need to get back to the Aleph, Ayin, Mem, the Ayin, Mavado, to destroy the Kishuf and realize there's nothing but Hashem. What does that mean to each and every one of our lives? You know what that means to each and every one of us? Our Kishuf's been destroyed. There's no Kishuf as man as that. But sure, there's Kishuf. Because there are other entities in each and every one of our lives that are Machish, are Ayin, Mavado. How many of us truly, deeply believe my Parnas is completely dependent on the Eibishter? Truly believe that all of my parnasa is dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam, Eino Mavado. Or how many think it's all dependent on my... Now, of course, we have to... HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that I have to put in Ishtadlus to earn that parnasa. That's true, but ultimately it's all from Hashem. But when we start to think it's up to me, and it's up to my internship this summer, it's up to my, you know, getting Chvestish 170 on the LSATs, and it's up to getting... It's up to all the... Don't get me wrong, we have to try and put in that melus. I don't mean that, don't get me wrong. But ultimately, if the Bamuna be talking to no Eino Mavado, it's all from the Eibishter. But when we start to think, we start to think there's something else but Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Kishuf, that takes over. That's Machish, our understanding of Eino Mavado. And that brings us Tsaras. That brings us pain. That brings us suffering. That's the anti-Nechama. The Nechama is Eino Mavado. The Nechama is knowing everything's from Hashem. When we fall prey into our taivas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us He doesn't want us involved in certain activities. He doesn't want us looking at certain things. That means that's emes for us. If I have deep and real feelings, ve'eim of vado, I can't bring myself to do anything but what's best in the Ribbono Shel Olam's eyes, because the whole world is eim of vado, so I know that's best for me. The minute I fall prey to my desires, the minute I allow myself to look at things I shouldn't be looking at, being involved in activities I shouldn't be involved in, being that Baal Taiva, that's my kishuf. That's machish eina mevado. And you know that ultimately will bring me tsar, as we know it always does. Lo aleinu, a guy looks at something he's not supposed to be looking at. In the moment it's exciting, it's awesome, it's unbelievable, and it seems like this is better than Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what it seems, obviously, because otherwise I wouldn't be doing it. And then what does it bring me after it's over? It brings me pain. It brings me sadness. It brings me atzvus. It brings me everything but nechama. It brings me avelus. So the only way I could defeat the kishuf of my life is einam avado, and stop living the tough life, the tough of tough, the end. That tough life, the life of kishuf, that there are other things but Eibishter, but einam avado. The Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim V'Lajner, says it incredibly. Rav Chaim V'Lajner, he says in Shar Gimel, in Yud Beis, he darshins this whole Gemara, Rav Chanina. This Gemara, which now we're starting to understand if you think back. And he says, Kol inyoni pulis hakshafim nimshach me'akochas atuma shalom arkava t'meya. Just to understand our terminology, basically, that it comes from a true, all kishuf, all sorcery comes from a spiritual place of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the Ribbono Shel Olam has places of tumah that are brought into this world at times. And that's why it could come from even Chanina, who had an attachment to the Ribbono Shel Olam ultimately. What does it mean, this machlish pamali shamalad? And Rav Chaim explains that the world was created, and listen closely to understand, it makes so much sense. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way of teva, and it runs in a particular way, through the sun and the moon and the stars, and day in and day out, and the hours of the day. Sorcery, kishuv, could tap into certain kochos from Hashem, and uproot and be machish, pamali shamala means that way of teva of the world, and go l'mala min teva. But that's not uprooting the Einam Avado. Einam Avado comes and uproots that. That's ultimately what we have to understand. It doesn't uproot Eibishter Chas V'Shalom. It just has a strength above the Teva of this world, tapping into Kedusha from above. But then he says so beautifully, our Avodah is to see above all of that. And that's what Chanina was saying. I know that ultimately my outlook of life, of Einam Avado, is stronger than any of that. And that's how Nefesh HaChaim, and I'm going to read you from Nefesh HaChaim such beautiful words. Be'emes u'inyin gadol skula nifla. Listen to what the Nefesh HaChaim says, and the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says very similarly, that a person has to lahasir u'levato me'alav kol dinim u'ritzonos acherim shlo yuchlu lishloplo v'lo yasu shumroshim klal. It's possible for a person to do away with all, listen to these words of Nefesh HaChaim, do away with all din of his life, all judgment, all tragedy, all tsaris. Do away with all of it. How? Kisha Adam bo koveya b'libo lemar. When we put into our heart and we say, Hallo Hashem hu Elokim amiti. Hashem is the most truthful God. The Ein Od Mavado Yisparach Shum Koach Ba'olam. There's nothing else but the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no other Koach Ein Mavado. The Chol Olamos Klal VaKol Malei Rak Achduso Apasha Yisparach Shmo. The whole world is only Koach from Hashem. Umavato B'Libo B'Tu Gamar. And you totally are Mavato yourself to that belief. You deeply believe Ein Od Mavado. You really believe it. If you really do that, and you're mavat yourself completely with a pure heart to Einam Avado, memela, what's going to happen? Yisvadlu me'alav kol hakochos v'ratonos shebo'olam. Shal yuchl lipol shum davar klal. No din, nothing else could touch you. Nothing could have an effect on you. I'm with the Rabbanu Shalom. Ba'atem advekim b'shem l'keichem chayim tulchem ayom. When you live with Einel Mavado, Einel Mavado brings you to that dvekus, which allows us that mamish, there's no din in our life. It's impossible. Trust me, the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, you can look, and Gimel Nun Aleph says the same exact thing. Spoken on this before, that's why it was that the only time that Tzar Shel Esav had the ability to damage Yaakov was Vivasar Yaakov Levado. Because the Svarno told Jacob Yosef says, for those moments he didn't have dvekus. Whatever that means. So for those moments there was no dvekus, he could be damaged. But if he would have had dvekus, you could never be damaged. And each and every one of us, okay, let's bring it home, Chevra. Whether we followed all the shemos of Hashem and all tonight or not, this understanding of that there are entities in our life of kishuf that cause us to be machish our pamal yishamala, that we have entities in our life that cause us to forget Eibishter, and we think and we get pulled into a world that's not living in Omavado, and that's when I'm pulled down to the worst of places, and therefore I'm in Avelus. If we want to live a life of Nechama, again, we're yearning for Geula and Yeshua, but you want to live a life of Nechama, Eina Mavada Tekir. How do you get there? So there's two places. Tu Bav, there's so many different deis and so much to talk about Tu Bav. You have to go and learn the Gemara's at the end of Tainus and all the different things that happen Tu Bav. But you know what happened, Tubav? Tubav always is when the days start to get shorter. Days get shorter. You know what used to be when the days get shorter? It meant there was more time to sit and learn Torah. The Gemara says, Lo yom tam kisrol ke yom ha-kippur mechamishas above. Like Tubav. You know what the big yantav was? And by the way, if you go through that Gemara, everyone you can learn this way. Every shita. More time to learn Torah. More time to learn Torah. I mean, it used to be that when there are light hours, that's when they could work. When it gets dark, no more work, I go inside. I could light my candles and learn. So in the summer, in the midst of summer, and the day was very, very long, so you have a much shorter time to learn. But when the day starts to get shorter, it's more time to learn Torah. More time to learn Torah. What is chus? You open up a Derech Hashem and you learn what the Derech Hashem says about learning Torah. And that every time I learn Torah, I'm connecting to Hashem and connecting to the personality of Hashem and understanding Hashem. So there's no question through learning Torah I come to understand Einel Mavado. You know, a lot of us were away from the summer. Some were involved with a lot of learning, some were involved with a lot of chesed, some were involved with internships to their future, whatever it might be. In Bakar of Mamish, we're going to be back in Yeshiva full time. What is chus? One of the biggest milas, as I say, of Yeshiva University, where a lot of guys in this room are going to be. They start the Zman prior to El. Baruch Hashem. You know, we got to be putting in our time and learning, and through that learning, we'll come to Einel Mavado. Through the learning, I see the Chachma of Hashem, I see the Rabbono Shalom in everything. I see the Rabbono Shalom. The biggest chizik in Amun is just learning Torah. And have serious learning. And that learning will build Einel Mavada. And the other area is my davening. Every time I daven, it's seeing the Rabbono Shalom in my life. It's thanking the Rabbono Shalom for everything that He is in my life. It's recognizing every brach of Shemona Esrei is recognition of Einel Mavada. Why am I asking the Rabbono Shalom to have bakashas? Because I realize it's Einel Mavado. Why am I thanking the Rabbono Shalom? Because I realize Einel Mavado. If you stop and think about it, all of davening is Einel Mavado. So all of learning Torah is to get to that pinnacle of Einel Mavado, and all of davening is Einel Mavado. To refocus our davening, to refocus our learning. To refocus our davening, to refocus our learning, that's how we'll build the Einel Mavado and have Nechama. And that's how we'll destroy all the kishuv that, with that Aleph Ayimem, destroy all the kishuv. Through the Aleph, through the 111, destroy all the kishuf, all the tough, all the difficulties in life. through davening and through learning to build Einu Mavada. You know, I'm sure all the chevra already heard this Torah from me and from others, such a famous Torah. But just to mention davening in on such a week, of Parshas Vaschanan, the Halion we mentioned before, the Shar Shalom of Bells, so we have to give his other Torah, tremendous Torah, the name of the Shar Shalom of Bells, had this chus. Oh no, I shared this in Camp Ask only to the women, the time I spoke only to women. So no one in the room heard this over the summer from that, unless you listened to it online. But it's a famous Torah. We all know the Medrash, this week's parasha, the Medrash tells us Veschanan is 515, which is Gematria Tefillah, which is Gematria Shira, and that Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 Tefillahs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al Toisef, don't add any more, stop. Because it wasn't meant to be that Moshe Rabbeinu should enter into Eretz Yisrael. You think about that, what a schus we have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Wow. This is a famous Torah from the Shar Shalom of Bells. The Shar Shalom says there's a medrash that he found that says a machane of Malachim built the first wall of Beis HaMikdash. Machane is Gematria 103. Machane is 103. So every wall of Beis HaMikdash has to be 103. So came Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, what does he call Makom Beis HaMikdash? What does he call it? He calls it Har. He calls it a mountain. Har with the Koilil is 206. That's 103 plus 103. He built the second wall. Right? The Machane of Malachim with the first wall. Avram second. Comes Yitzchak Avinu. What do you call that Makom? Sadeh. What's Sadeh Gematria? 309. Three times 103. He built the third wall. Comes Yaakov Avinu and he calls the Makom Bayis. Beis Olkim Bayis. What's Bayis be Gematria? 412. Four times 103. He built the fourth wall. So you have four walls. But you need a ceiling. Where does the ceiling come from? Moshe Rabbeinu comes Ve'eschanan El Hashem. How many tefillas? Ve'eschanan? 515. What's 515? Five times 103. Moshe Rabbeinu, through his tefillas, he might not have been allowed into Eretz Yisrael, but he finished mamish the ceiling of Beis HaMikdash. Meaning what? What's that teaching each and every one of us? The koyach tefillah. The koyach tefillah of our life to build the Beis HaMikdash. To build the ultimate the Beis HaMikdash, but to build the Beis HaMikdash vasli HaMikdash v'shachanti v'soichem. To build the Beis HaMikdash of my heart. The Beis HaMikdash of my life. Where I feel I'm living with the Ribbono Shel'Olam. I could already be a Mikdash. We quoted on Tisha B'Av, some of the Chevra were with us, we quoted on Tisha B'Av from Mesil Sharm at the very end of the Sefer in Chav Vav. We said the Tzaddik is so Mizdabik to Hashem, he is a Beis HaMikdash. He is a Beis HaMikdash. You've reached Geula already. If you're an Einol Mavad Tekid, how do we get there? Through a davening, through a learning, through seeing Hashem, Einol Mavada, we have to live with this Einol Mavada. Mirat Hashem, Yishol B'Zoicha. Still a few weeks of the summer, and the summer carries with it a lot of Nisyon. Don't forget, just say it throughout the day. Einol Mavada. Einol Mavada is nothing but Hashem. If we live with Einol Mavada, you'll live with the Dveikas Vatam Hashem Advekim Hashem L'Keichem Chayim Kacham Ayoyim. And then we'll already, Halavai will be Zoicha the Gula and the Yeshua. But we'll already have the Nechama right now, realizing I'm with Hashem every moment. And if I'm with Hashem every moment, like we read from Nefesh HaChaim, there could be no din in my life, no bad in my life, no tzars in my life. It's all good. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we should all be zoicha to see it. To live Einol Mavado, till the whole world sees Einol Mavado, with Bias Mashiach, B'mehera B'yameinu B'karav Mamash.